This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hope for Each Day by Billy Graham. This writing entitled The Blessing of Burdens. From Isaiah 49, verse 13. The Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. And Billy Graham writes, comfort and prosperity have never enriched the world as much as adversity. Out of pain and problems have come the sweetest songs, the most poignant poems, the most gripping stories, and inspiring lives. Yet it is hard to think about this when troubles overwhelm us, or uncertainty and fear grip our hearts. Our problems are real, and it is difficult in the heat of the moment to think of anything else. Our oldest daughter married a Swiss, and they often spent their summers in Switzerland. Sometimes we have visited them there and have gone soaring above the countryside on chairlifts high in the Alps. Looking down, we can see almost a carpet of wildflowers, some of the most beautiful in the world. Only a few months before, those plants were buried under heavy snow. Yet that snow prepared the way for their growth, providing them with water and even insulating them from the winter winds. Our burdens can be like that snow, preparing the way for something beautiful once the winter is past.
Thank you.
Psalms Now by Leslie Brandt, Psalm 52. There are many clever people who apparently have no need for God. With their keen wits and sharp tongues, they seduce their fellow creatures and use them to promote their own selfish ambitions. They barge around this world as if they owned it, and have no consideration for those they hurt in the process. They brashly step on one another in their avid pursuit of riches and power. They scorn those they brush aside and destroy those who stand in their way. They flaunt their achievements before others and brag about their self-sufficiency. They demean those poor fools who support and applaud them in their ascent to their worldly thrones. They will be toppled, these ambitious people and their thrones of clay. From the dust they came, to the dust they shall return. Their cleverness will dissolve into emptiness. Their boasting will become like a hot wind. Their achievements shall become as nothing, and they shall grovel before the victims of their atrocious acts. But this is not so with the children of God. They may never know earthly success and may never be inundated with temporal riches, but they are eternally secure in the love of God. Like green trees that spread their boughs to shield the weary traveler or hold out their fruit to the hungry stranger, God's children quietly and continually carry out God's purposes in a barren land. Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. She would like us to consider these readings at this time. From Matthew 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. Psalm 62, verse 8. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. And in prayer, Sarah receives these words from the Holy Spirit. Do not worry about tomorrow. This is not a suggestion, but a command. I divided time into days and nights, so that you would have manageable portions of life to handle. My grace is sufficient for you, but its sufficiency is for only one day at a time. When you worry about the future, you heap day upon day of troubles into your flimsy frame. You stagger under the heavy load, which I never intended you to carry. Throw off this oppressive burden with one quick thrust of trust. Anxious thoughts meander about and crisscross in your brain, but trusting me brings you directly into my presence. As you thus affirm your faith, shackles of worry fall off instantly. Enjoy my presence continually by trusting me at all times.
Thank you.
John Bailey, from his diary of private prayer, brings us these words. O divine love, as you stand outside the closed doors of human hearts and knock, grant me the grace to throw open all the doors of my heart. Let me draw back every bolt and bar that until now has robbed my life of air and light and love. Open my ears, O God, so that I can hear your voice calling me to attempt great things. Too often when you have spoken to me, I have been deaf to your appeals. But now give me the courage to answer, here I am, send me. Help me to hear when any of my human brothers and sisters, your children, call out in need. Help me to hear your voice in their cry. Open my mind, O God, so that I may welcome any new insights or knowledge that you wish to give me. May I not cling to the past so tightly that I limit the life ahead of me. Give me courage to change my mind when that is needed. Help me to be tolerant to the thoughts of others and open to the truths they may teach me. Open my eyes, O God, so that I may see you in your wonderful creation around me. Let all lovely things fill my heart with joy, and may they turn my mind to your everlasting loveliness. Forgive me for the times when I have been blind to the grandeur and glory of creation, the charm of little children, and the beauty of human lives, and so have failed to see you in all these reminders of your presence. Open my hands, O God, hands ready to share with others all the blessings you have so richly given me. Deliver me from all mean and selfish instincts. All my money is yours, and all my possessions belong to you. Help me to be a faithful steward of your generosity. All honor and glory be to you forever. Amen.